By the time spring break rolls around in mid-March, renovation work at Berkshire Community College is expected to start. The major piece is the campus's two main academic buildings, Hawthorne and Melville Halls. President Ellen Kennedy says it will be the first major investment in the spaces since they were built in 1972.
Yeah, there'll be all new technology, better seating, better boards to work with, better lighting. We'll be a LEED certified silver building, we hope, when all this is done. So there'll be more natural light in the space. There'll be just a better vibe, I guess, in the buildings. They're a little bit tired right now, although they're warm and very useful and highly used. This will just give them a very different feel and different ways for our faculty to teach our students.
Also on tap, accessibility upgrades to the entrances and new elevators. Kennedy says movement throughout campus for some of the college's 3,000 students will be dramatically changed.
Normally you go outside and in to go between the two buildings, and now there'll be a wonderful connection, a connector that will connect them with the lobby. And if you can travel within the buildings now completely, you don't need to go outside. And you'll even be able to do that downstairs right now. Even when you're going in and out of classrooms, you go in and out of the building, and we'll be putting some back corridors in to allow people to stay right in the building when they get in.
Kennedy adds the college also plans to further enclose its outdoor staircases and walkways to protect from the weather. State money is covering most of the upgrades to Hawthorne and Melville. Meanwhile, the BCC Foundation is funding the centralization of new faculty spaces in the Field Administration Center.
We are creating an adjunct office space. So right now, the adjuncts share five desks, and 20 people are sharing these pretty small spaces. So what we tried to do is create a better space that would work better with their needs, provide some privacy, so some private offices people could go in and use when they were on campus, new furniture, new seating, new lighting, new everything, but in one space, so students would know where they could find their faculty.
Areas you can both see and feel need an upgrade are the campus roadways and parking lots.
We're very excited about the investment in the roadways, the driveways, the walkways. They'll really change the feel and the look of the campus. It will look more well cared for. Those parking lots are 44 years old, and actually they've held up much better than you might expect. I know we have some bad spots, but when you think about that, how many parking lots are original to over 40 years later.
Across the street from the academic and administrative buildings, BCC is planning to install a roughly $2 million athletic turf field in the spot of its current lighted grass field. The community-driven idea was brought to BCC leadership, and by working with the city of Pittsfield and the area's legislative delegation, has secured $200,000 from the city and $1.1 million from the state. State Senator Ben Downing says it will be an asset for area schools and the community at large, especially during fall playoff rounds or when hosting tournaments.
And instead of all of those districts having to go out and try and fundraise for the various amenities around that, we thought it made a lot more sense to include funding for one centrally based field for all of the school districts to be able to use instead of having to travel far and wide when they've won and earned the right to host a game.
Kennedy says most of the renovation work is expected to be completed by the start of the fall 2016 semester. She added BCC is also in the process of updating its master plan. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.